Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Cat. And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th in Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have today for a Friday in Creighton, Bill?
He's got
look outside. Look outside real quick.
Well, here it goes. Bomb back.
I'm showing off the screen. Look at Bombi.
That's incredible.
Look at him.
You got him on the screen?
It's on the screen. Look at him.
Yeah, he's doing
it. Oh, my God.
What is
Director
the deal?
Of sport.
Oh.
42 years old. Wesleyan grad. That was incredible.
Well done, Terry. Well done. That was amazing.
So we've had two things happen this week.
Please talk through this.
Bombi doing an incredible job with that, and then the lady smoking the cigarette was also incredible that Jake got on air. Nice job. So two things have happened to get the chance to feel the people. Yes.
The people.
Yes.
So Derek just did a
walking walk.
He walked.
He could have held that for an hour.
Yes, he could have.
So he has a gymnastics background.
Yes.
42 years old. Yeah. Derek Bombeck. If you didn't see it, maybe people out on the
street, man. Did you get the camera on it, Jake?
Oh, yeah. That was on camera. People saw that. If you're watching the broadcast, you saw Derek Bombeck doing a walking handstand and then hold it and then walk back that way.
This can get bizarre.
Yes,
here.
Things can get off the rails a little bit.
Jake. I like it that way.
Yeah, sometimes you got to ruffle a few feathers.
Oh, speaking of Shindy, what's going on?
Shin Daddy.
Yeah, it's Fight for Your Right Friday.
Okay.
Fight for Your Right Friday, right? That. Sometimes you have to fight for your right to party. So he's got a Beastie Boys cover band coming in today. A Beastie Boys cover band will be in today, set up. They're out of Fargo. And they've come down, Shin Daddy got them out of Fargo, so they do all their hits, and Shin Daddy's got them set up. So the Beastie
Boys. Wait, really?
Yeah, the Beastie Boys are set up.
What's the cover band's name?
What's that?
They have a name?
What? Beastie Lads. Yes.
It's a cover band.
Cover band.
Called the Beastie Lads.
The Beastie Lads doing Beastie Boys songs. Fight for Your Right.
Are they out of Sioux City?
No.
It's out of Fargo.
Fargo.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fargo.
Fargo. Yeah, you got distracted there right away.
Okay.
A work text. We're at work. Yes.
Hey, listen, this is really.
Yeah. So the band
is going to be loud.
It's going to be really loud. Yeah. Especially, like, and they're going to play like every other song.
Gonna have sabotage.
You got to fight for your right to party. So that'll be going on. So when you go
How
in,
serious very can loud you be about brand. Banking on a day like that?
Well, you can have that magic working there, and just we've heard "Fight for Your Right" 32 times today.
Just testing everybody.
You cannot get to 28 songs with the Beastie Boys.
You get about three, I think. Yeah. You got "Sabotage," check it out, and "Fight for Your Right to Party." Yeah. About so three that, on so a loop.
They'll play those three on a loop. The Beastie Lads out of Fargo.
This is in the bank or outside the
bank? In the bank. It's right in the lobby.
Is Shindy a Beastie Boys fan?
Oh, he loves them. Yeah.
Are you serious?
He's always loved them. Yeah.
The Beastie Lads.
That's going to be happening.
It'll be very loud at Midwest Bank.
Creighton. Be in Creighton.
In a bank. At a bank.
In the lobby.
Oh, no.
There's still four chickens left, too. Little chicks. Yeah. You can pick those up.
They're going to be scared.
They'll be scared. They will.
Somebody box them up. All right. That's
today.
You know,
he's pushing it now.
Yeah. Speaking of the chicken noises, you know, that takes us back to when COVID was a thing. We hate that time. But we were 2020 when it was in April. The world shut down, as you all know.
I mean, we did shows. It was incredible.
At one point, for the 7 o'clock segment, we made bird noises on the show, and
there was nothing going on.
We had a contest for bird noises.
There's nothing going on.
We talked to Sean Callahan, and we heard bird. He was on his back deck. You could hear birds chirping. So after that, we started doing our own bird noises. We were desperate back then.
Oh, the things that we had to come up with. Bill, think about it. There's nothing going on. There was no sports. Yeah. We did shows every day.
Every day. No sports.
It was rough.
That would be.
From mid-March to late August, there was no sports at all in the world.
There was at one point I had to be in the other room. Yeah. I had to do it from the producer's room. Jake was in here. I was in there.
He was on the tie line in the other room. Horrible. But we made bird noises. So I had practiced 5 years ago for my cheap.
Yes, you sir. Do the chick noise really,
really well.
Really
well. Like remarkable.
The little chick noise that you do is remarkable. Jake's got a strange sort of affinity for chickens and chicks.
Yes.
I talked to some chickens last week, I told you.
Why do you talk to them?
Why not? They listen.
They do.
Should be a fun day with the Beastie Lads.
The Beastie Lads.
Wow.
Midwest Bank in Creighton. Could be a loud day. So
Jake loves the name of the band.
Beastie Lads.
Cover band. Probably pretty good.
You know, you won't believe this,
but play some Neil Diamond, too.
On YouTube, someone's saying, Spotify update, as I told you last month,
yes.
Fade again. We're probably never going back to Spotify. Spotify has banned us because we had too much music being played. It was great. I checked the podcast downloads. We were way up this last month because people have discovered that Apple podcasts are better than Spotify. I can take shots.
Who helps
Spotify
us with
now.
Apple? Trip.
Trip. I'm sorry. Yes.
Jake,
I was thinking about the podcast. I mean, I don't know. Well, podcast, Apple. Yeah. You have computer hardware would do that, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm hearing people reporting they like it better than it was on Spotify. So if you are somebody,
this is better.
Not mad at you, Ethan, on YouTube, but I'm saying Spotify is not the end all be all. We'll probably never be on Spotify ever again.
Hmm. We can play better music.
Until then, we are still available every other place you can find a podcast besides Spotify.
Twitch.
And I promise you, it still sounds as good. Wow. Spotify.
We think Twitch is down, though, right?
Twitch, I think, is down on Twitch.
We didn't.
Damn it. We're losing.
Dang, so we lost Spotify and Twitch in the same day.
We did.
Okay, what's going on?
I was just checking. My phone was blown up for some reason. I don't know if I said something wrong. It was different stuff. Mm-hmm. Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685. Call or text.
It's a wild one today.
As always.
Yeah, it got wild.
I was taking a little peek yesterday at the
Jake.
The ESPN FPI rankings, of course, Nebraska came in at 25th in those rankings. And I was, you know, there's every single year, this is not the official preseason poll, but every year there's a team that's in the top 10 that has a bad year or ends not in the top 25. So I am curious, again, this is not the AP or the coaches poll, this is ESPN's FPI. Of the 10 teams that are in the top 10, I'd like to know your guys' thoughts on which is the most likely to flop or disappoint this year in college football. Now, I'm going to give you the ranking followed by what ESPN has as their percentage chance of making the playoffs. Texas is number one with an 82% chance
of making
the playoff per the ESPN FPI.
Wow. Keep going.
Number two is Georgia at 78.6% chance of making the playoff.
That's a wow, too.
That's a wow.
Number three, Ohio State, 70% chance.
That just brand seems
new
high.
Brand new quarterback.
Just seems high with all the draft picks, not because of coaching, not because of the plan, but that's a lot.
Number four, Alabama, 66.2% chance of making the playoff. Number five, Penn State, 63.8% chance, followed by Oregon at six, 57.5%.
Okay.
Clemson is at seventh, 47.3%. Miami, eighth at 46.3%. Notre Dame at ninth at 45.6%. And Tennessee is 10th at a 38% chance of making the playoffs. Is there a team in that top 10 per the FPI that screams potential bust or flop this year in college football?
What do you think,
bust
Tennessee?
And flop is hard. They're going to push back and say, well, obviously you took the bottom end of it. But Miami's has failed in some aspect almost every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, is Carson Beck healthy? And, you know, he had a major surgery on his elbow.
No spring practice.
Notre Dame had everything go right for him last year. Sometimes things don't keep going that direction. Everything went right for him. And then obviously Tennessee with the situation with the change of quarterback.
Yeah.
And so, but if you said one that had the high number for me, I would probably take Notre Dame. Of just because.
What's flop to you?
What's that?
What's flop mean to you? What's flop? How bad could it get?
Well, I would say 8-4.
Okay.
8-4, something of that nature. Because Notre Dame, I think they go to Miami. They're very front-loaded. The back end of the schedule is very easy for them. But, again, they had a magical run. Would you guys agree with that? It was a pretty magical run. I mean, they lost to Northern Illinois.
Yep.
You know, with that. Now, they played remarkable football after that, and they deserve to be where they're at. So, very interesting.
I'd say Notre Dame's a good pick. They weren't, you know, Notre Dame wasn't, remember all the talk about their defensive line wasn't very big, wasn't very deep.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what they got. I don't see any of them completely flopping.
Last year, Florida State was a top 10 team, went
2-10.
Now,
right.
Do we see 2-10? I don't see anybody going 2-10
in that. You know what that is? That's a flop.
That's a flop. That's an epic flop.
Epic.
But yeah. Every single year, a top 10 team ends up outside the top 25.
Yeah, okay, so that's – okay, is there a team in there that you see outside the top 25 at the end of the year?
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano. Or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't know that I see
Not
that.
Really. The one would be, like I said, I don't know. I'm such a fan of Heupel and Tennessee and those guys. But that would be one. But for this reason, SEC and then the quarterback change.
Yeah.
We
and
don't
they lost
know.
Eckler.
Yeah. And so, yeah, they lost their special.
They lost Eckler.
So,
yes.
So that would be the one that would be. But I don't know. I'm just such a Heupel fan. I tell you this, I'm not pulling for that to happen. That's for sure.
So oh, I know you like
if,
him.
If you make that prediction, then it's almost like you have to hope that happens, and I don't. But that would be the hardest one. If you pulled up Tennessee's schedule, I imagine you'll look at it. Pull it up, Jake, if you could.
I'll get the Lindy's right here.
Go to it right there. There you go. It'll you'll go okay.
I got
now.
It right now. I went right to it.
Whip yeah. it.
Tennessee's schedule this year. They'll open against Syracuse in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Not, I mean, both
Tennessee
teams.
Tennessee versus Syracuse in Atlanta.
Okay. Are they going to watch that? I am.
Then they will have home games against East Tennessee State and then Georgia on September 13th. So, big game there.
Big game.
Then they will host UAB. Then they go to Mississippi State, host Arkansas, at Alabama, at Kentucky, home against Oklahoma and New Mexico State, at Florida, and they close at home against Vanderbilt. Tennessee.
So
at Alabama.
Probably three games you'd circle and say these are really, really major ones. Georgia, Alabama, and what was the other
Oklahoma. Or at Florida, too.
Or Florida.
Florida's
always big. Florida, Tennessee is huge. So could that team be 8-4 and like 24th? Could be.
Yeah,
And they're also in the spot of like, okay, if someone gets hurt. But that.
They could.
Like I said, that would be the one. I'm going off of schedule and quarterback change. Just understand. I am not hoping that that happens. I love when Tennessee's got things going. It's just fun to see how they're doing.
8-4. I could see it. I could see it for Tennessee. I could see it for Miami.
Could happen for Miami yeah. also. Is Carson Beck healthy? Where's yeah. that at?
What do they got?
You know, the Miami schedule. I know they play Florida. We know they play them. I don't know what how rough their schedule is. I really don't know. Miami. Jake, we do that one?
No.
Try Miami, the ACC Conference. Atlantic Coast Conference, which
I'm
also
so
has
glad I got this
which
magazine.
Also has Cal.
All right, I got it.
And
what magazine do you have, Jake?
It's the Lindy's magazine, which yes. we all three of us have, which is wonderful.
Mine's in my Carhartt bag.
Miami begins against Notre Dame to begin the year.
Okay, so right off the bat, one of those two teams are in a pickle.
Yep. Oh, it's not easy. Their schedule's rough. Keep going.
Then they host Bethune-Cookman, South Florida, and Florida.
Okay,
so all four games.
The first four games, you have Notre Dame and Florida?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's real. Mm-hmm. That's real.
And then they're at Florida State.
That's real.
And then they have home games against Louisville and Stanford. They're at home.
Louisville's tough.
They're at home for six of their first seven games.
Yeah, Louisville, you don't want to play Louisville. Mm-hmm. That's a handful.
Then they go to SMU.
Hang on.
They will have one road game prior to November.
What?
Yeah. I'm
at Florida State.
That's it. October 4th is
and it's at Florida State. They just catch a right. bus over there.
Yeah. Their only road game until November 1st is at Florida State. That's not even neutral site. All Miami are at Florida State. Then November hits. They go to SMU.
Not easy.
And then they'll host Syracuse and NC State. And then they'll end on the road at Va Tech and Pitt.
God, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So they could be in that spot.
Uh-huh.
They could be in that spot.
Those are strange, kind of odd games.
It all plays out in the first four. Imagine it. So, they have spent well. Miami's making a push. If they, for some reason, come out of those first four games at 2-2,
yeah.
there's going to be And it's going to be a tough locker room. So interesting.
It is. I always go to Ohio State. They're not going to flop. God, Ohio State.
Don't you have concerns about their quarterback situation, though? Julian Sain has not played yet.
Yeah, I mean, right now we always say that we're like, well, he's just a sophomore, right? True sophomore,
mm-hmm.
second year player
mm-hmm.
who hasn't played. And I know myself comment a lot on the quarterback on Bryce Underwood at Michigan. Like, well, how's this going to work out with a true freshman quarterback? This guy's not played much, and they lost a lot of.
They have three returning starters on defense. Three.
That's it? Three?
Three.
I mean, is there, oh. do you, I mean, there,
three.
Is there, there's always a chance. There's always a chance. But is one of the running backs that's coming back or on there as good as the two they just lost? They lost
probably
two
not.
To the NFL.
You're talking about a guy named James Peoples.
So
I don't know much about
him. Games last year.
Yeah. They only have nine returning starters, period.
That's hard.
That's with a kicker and a punter. So seven returning position players. That's a lot to replace. I don't know. They seem to be a wild card to me. But it would be stunning if they went 8-4 though, because it's Ohio State. They never go 8-4.
I do not see a flop.
No, I don't see a out and out flop, but I could see 9-3. I could see 9-3.
Can you do Ohio State's schedule, please, Steve? Mm-hmm.
I got it here. Want me to do it?
You go ahead, Steve, if you want to.
Okay. Go ahead.
You do it.
He's in a pro-am.
Jake's in a pro-am. I'm
getting my bowling ready in my head.
How's Ohio State's schedule? Texas.
Okay, giddy up right away.
Texas
is the highest ranked team to be in the playoffs.
God, what a game that's going to be.
At noon. Glad we can get up right away and catch that right out of the bat.
You'll
stay with the bang.
I mean, how interesting will that be to watch Arch Manning and see what Julian Sain's got? Yeah. Okay, then they got Grambling at home.
Mickey.
Then Ohio at home. Then at Washington.
That's not a great game. I'm telling you right now, the dog pound will be loud.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really good running back. It's in his second year now.
Coach?
That will be a game. Mark it down. It'll at least be a game.
Minnesota in Ohio Stadium.
Yeah.
Okay, then another huge one, October 11th at Illinois. Mm-hmm. It's a big one.
Huge. That's Illinois. That's their game.
Yeah. Circle that one.
Yeah.
It's a gigantic game. Then at Wisconsin.
Okay. Never easy.
Penn State at home. They get Penn State in Columbus.
Still Penn State, who's returns everybody.
Epic game. That's an epic game on November 1. Then at Purdue. Not an epic game. UCLA. UCLA going to the Horseshoe.
They were going to UCLA. I'd probably be a little different feel for, but I don't have much for that one.
Rutgers going to the Horseshoe. And then at Michigan. Pretty manageable.
So go through it. Here's what I always like to do. Could lose.
Could lose.
So,
okay.
First game.
Texas, absolutely.
Could lose.
Washington.
Could lose.
Illinois.
Could lose.
Penn State.
Could lose.
That's four, right?
That's four.
Yeah. At Michigan. Could lose.
So there are five games that they could lose.
I'm going to say
the other ones are pretty much like, not going to happen.
I'm sticking at three. I'm sticking at 9-3. Now will they be in the playoff at 9-3?
Well, then they would be the flop team then for you.
Well, they'd be in the top 25.
Yeah, but still, I would say this, Ohio State at third with three losses and at 23rd, that would be pretty
floppy.
That'd be
floppy. Yeah.
Don't see it. I don't see it. But
for their standards, yes, but for anybody else, no.
Are they getting in a playoff at 9-3 with that schedule?
Well, it's just we're still at 12 now,
so
it'd be very hard.
Yeah, they might not.
It'd be very, very, because also, if that would happen, your losses would be good, and your other wins wouldn't be very good. You wouldn't have any wins on there that would be like, well, we got Rutgers.
We beat Minnesota. We
beat Minnesota, so there's not a lot of
one in Wisconsin.
Yeah, not a lot. I mean, like, when people were talking about Notre Dame, with Oklahoma last year like that, they had beaten Georgia. They'd beaten the SEC champion.
Yep.
So they had, they had some bad loss, but they had something else on the other side. Where would their win be? If you lost three of those games, where would you stand up and go, well, yeah, but hey, we got these guys.
Hmm.
You know, we got UCLA. You kidding me? We beat them.
Right.
You know, at Ohio State, that's three time zone flight for UCLA.
Mm-hmm. Tough. Yeah. It's the Ohio State is of all the off-season narratives, The Ohio State is for certain a playoff team, for certain a top five team, is the most curious to me. I don't get it. They hardly have anybody back, and they lost key guys.
That game is where's the first game at? Is it Texas?
Texas is in the Horseshoe.
It's in the shoe. Okay, that'll be tough to win there. But that is a game where, like I said, we'll tell you a lot.
It will. It will tell you a ton. You can't miss that.
No.
Can't miss that game.
Can't believe I'm going to have to caffeine myself. Wake up at 11 a.m. to try to get to, okay, this is awesome. All right.
That's unfortunate.
Sun's barely up. Let's kick this off. Are the cheerleaders here? No. No, they're not here yet. They're really tired. Yeah. Super tired.
Late night.
It's sort of ridiculous. I agree with you. It's sort of ridiculous.
Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, Will.
Ugh. If you want to avoid being hacked.
It's happening everywhere, Will.
It is. And you can prevent that from happening by calling our friends at Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred IT partner in all 93 counties of the state. They manage all things IT, cybersecurity, 99% retention rate for Applied Connective.
So there's 93 counties, and we're not at 91. We're at what?
93.
So 93 of 93. So percentage-wise, we feel pretty good about that.
Really
right?
Good.
Anytime we're like, where are you guys at percentage-wise? You know, we're 1,000%. Okay, that's good. We want to stick with that. Imagine right now, you know what's going on right now all over the world? There's someone in their basement on their computer trying to hack into stuff.
They are.
It's going on.
24-7.
24-7, someone's trying to hack in. So you wake up with a ransom note. And then we don't have to worry about that.
Find many people whose accounts haven't been hacked. You can't find many people.
Yeah. How many times do you think some form of fraud?
Will's think about how busy he must be.
So he's really busy saving corporations, everyone, for this. He said the other day that he really couldn't help your DoorDash situation in California, but he's willing to listen to you.
He's willing to listen to you.
Yes. He's 42 years old.
42.
If you could use any sort of IT help.
From Fullerton.
ApppliedConnective.com, free consultation today. When we come back, it's time for Dr. Love.
Oh,
text your relationship.
Are they
going to
text
question.
Yes, text in.
402-464-5685. Dr. Love is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.